Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 202-380-3699, if you want to join the discussion. That's 202-380-3699. And, man, I can't wait. Porkfest is coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. I am leaving out Monday at 8:30.
Monday with what?
What?
Monday the what?
Monday, this coming up Monday.
21st?
I guess it's the 21st.
Okay. And so you're going to leave on the 21st, and is that the first day of Porkfest, or is it the first day of your Porkfest?
It is the first day of Porkfest.
Okay.
Unofficially. Well, there is no official Porkfest,
right? What about the
right?
Porcupine Freedom Festival? When does that start?
It is starting on July the 21st.
So the day you're leaving is the first day of Porkfest, which is
happening concurrent.
Porkfest.
Yes.
Okay. So, you're going to be heading up immediately in the morning kind of thing, whatever passes for your morning?
Well, it's going to be about 8:30 in the morning that we depart.
Who's we?
Whoever is joining the convoy.
Okay. Any ideas?
No ideas.
Okay.
Ideas
who's going?
I had someone create the meetup for me online, and you know, I'm not allowed to access it, so I have no idea who's going to show up, but whoever shows up, and we're going to head up to Lancaster.
Meetup, what do I look up? Porkfest? What's the keywords here?
It's really not important how many people are going to congregate outside of my house at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
But if you want to convoy with us, you're more than welcome to.
Thank you.
Sounds like fun.
It is going to be fun. Well, the drive up there, it kind of sucks, but it's like a two-hour drive. I mean, it's not really that bad, but it's just driving, so that part isn't really fun. But Porkfest itself is, and so is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But Porkfest is happening June the 28th through July the 4th. There's going to be a fireworks show, I think, on July the 3rd. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room. There's no ticket because Porkfest is decentralized, as we were talking about. There's no one in charge. There's no official start or end date for Porkfest. I believe Angie is leaving on the 17th, so her Porkfest, I guess, starts on June.
Starts early.
The 17th, you know?
Yeah, I might be going a couple of days earlier than the 21st, so.
I would love to, but my last day at my, quote, last day, because I'm still going to be employed there to some degree, is Sunday. So I can't go early as much as I would love to. It's not in the cards for me. But I will be going there first thing Monday morning, and you should check us out there. So Free Talk Live is going to be there. Mark, it sounds like you're planning to be there the entire time.
No.
Aw.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I understand. You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, check it out. Forkfest.party is the unofficial website. That's Forkfest, Forkfest.party. It has nothing to do with eating, although there are plenty of food vendors there each year. More last year than ever before.
Probably more this year, too, because how many people are going to be there. So.
Yeah, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is sold out. How many people are going to be attending Forkfest? Well, we have no idea, and we won't know until we're there. It may just be us sitting there at the campground talking into microphones, but I doubt that's going to be the case. I mean, people loved Porkfest last year. And it's going to be a good time. So check it out, forkfest.party, or just go ahead and be making your plans to come up, because it's sooner than you think. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is just a week away, and Porkfest is just 2 weeks away.
It's coming too fast. I got so much to do.
Man, you're speaking to the choir, dude. There is so much stuff that I need to do prior to this. Like, I'm doing a presentation Saturday morning about the Crypto 6 that I think I've done like four pages of the four slides of the presentation, and it's going to take closer to like 30. So I'm way behind on that. But that was because, you know, instead I had to actually set up audio equipment and stuff like that. That was just slightly more important. If I have to get up there and wing it for 35 minutes on a stage talking about cryptocurrency, I'm more than capable of doing that. That's just not what I want to do. So anyway, it's too late to check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but you can definitely check out Porkfest. It's going to be a great time. So we're talking about this North Korean chick, and that somehow, I don't know how, but we got to talking about gender and pronouns and transgenderism and all of that.
Because she was talking about
it. Well, she hadn't talked about it yet.
Okay.
She was talking about American Bastards. I mean, we brought up the pronoun thing out of nowhere, really.
It was a Che shirt. That's what it was.
Yes, it was. So she was also shocked and confused by issues surrounding gender and language, with every class asking students to announce their gender or to announce their preferred pronouns. Now, this is one thing that I, in general, refuse to do. I did do it on Facebook recently, but that's legal strategy on my part. Prior to that, it's not. I don't care how other people refer to me, but when it comes to the United States government, when it comes to the people who have the power to put me behind bars, it matters to me how they refer to me, right?
Sure.
But the average person, you see it all the time on Twitter and Facebook, people putting their preferred pronouns in their bio. Look, I'm sorry, and I know I'm going to be called transphobic for this, but if it isn't obvious that from looking at you how you prefer to be addressed, then there's an issue. Maybe, I mean, you could be androgynous as well and go with they, them. I personally don't have an issue with that, Mark. I know it drives you crazy.
I'd rather use she and z and these made-up pronouns than I would they and them.
Well,
I mean,
all pronouns are made up, right?
I understand. These pronouns that were made up recently. And you know, language is, you can't claim that language doesn't have continuity. And yes, I know that people have been using they for the for unknown gender for centuries. I know that's true, but they use it in a specific fashion. And that specific fashion is, if somebody is not here, then they are absent. You know, like that way in a sentence. Is, what is that, the object of the sentence or whatever it is? I don't know. I'm, you know, you shouldn't come to me for English advice. But that's different than me just using they and them to describe people. That's not the same thing. And to act like it's the same thing is ridiculous to me.
It's certainly not the first time that they try to confuse our language and constantly have to adjust to their ways or we're, you know, sexist, racist, whatever. As soon as we don't use it. So.
English is my third language, she said. I learned it as an adult. I sometimes still say he or she by mistake, and now they're going to ask me to call them they? To call them they. So she already innately is capable of doing this, as we were just talking about.
Well, I mean,
she's referring to an unspecified person who isn't
unspecified
present.
People, or unspecified people.
Or an unspecified person, as them.
That group over there expects me to call them by they is not inaccurate.
No, and that's what she's taking issue with. How the heck do I incorporate that into my
but
sentences? The way you literally just did.
Okay, fine.
I mean,
it's not the same.
We don't know how many people she's referring to when
we do
she
not.
Says they.
We do
it
not.
It could be one person.
Right, we do not.
As you were talking about a minute ago, referring to a single person who is absent.
It can be done, but there are ways that it has been done historically and ways that are being proposed that are different. Is that correct?
I don't know that I agree or disagree.
Okay, well then I could spend the next hour explaining to you how the differences are, but there definitely are.
I believe that humans have used they and them to refer to people of unknown sex or to persons, or a person of unknown sex or gender identity for a very long time. I don't see any change in someone specifically requesting to be referred to as an unknown gender or sex.
It's weird. I've tried to do interviews with
people. I know it gets
who
weird.
Want they and them, and I cannot do it. What I do is just call them by their name. Which I don't know whether that is, you know, I don't know, but I can tell you I feel manipulated the whole way through.
It's like
and
the
I
only
don't
thing
like
you're
feeling
about.
Like that, and I don't want to feel like that, and that's what the problem is that when somebody asks for strange things, and again, nobody uses my my pronouns.
Like I said, Mark,
on my social media, and people don't use them.
Wear a crown, sit in a throne, wear a purple robe, and I will sit here and every night introduce you as His Highness King Mark.
I wore a crown on this show for months.
Well, I was not there.
I understand. But I'm telling you, nobody on the show called me, His Highness at all. And
well, I'm telling you, I will. All you have to do is present yourself as King Mark.
I'm not asking you for anything. I'm asking for people that ask ridiculous things of me to call me His Highness.
Fair point, I guess. 202-380-3699. That's the call of line if you want to join the discussion. 202-380-3699. All hail King Mark in the studio tonight. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 202-380-3699. I can't believe I haven't screwed that up since that first segment. 202-380-3699. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Mark.
And we're talking about this this North Korean defector who is drawing some rather bizarre parallels based on what she said and what our experiences have been with colleges to North Korean education systems.
She's saying that an Ivy League school that she has not identified is crazier than North Korea.
Or at least as crazy.
As crazy as North Korea, okay.
And, you know, I'm not disputing that there's certainly propaganda on, you know, American campuses. I went to college. I intentionally wrote essays in certain ways when I went to college.
In order to get better grades?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was effective. Like, when at one point during a English comp class, the instructor asked something like, you know, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of a vehicle? Well, me, knowing exactly what he wanted to hear was carbon emissions. That's not the first thing that comes to mind when I think of a vehicle, but I knew it was the first thing that he wanted to hear. So that's what I said.
Okay.
And there was plenty. I also did have a fortunate thing where my next English comp teacher was actually a Republican. And I wrote an article about the free market, and she really, really loved it. So that was convenient.
Yeah, I wonder how many Republican professors have managed to slide through the net, because the best I can tell...
It's not many.
Yeah.
The vast majority of them were these ultra-liberal 28, 29-year-old professors, maybe slightly older than that, but hardcore liberals.
Well, the truth is that these kids are just... they're still babies. You know, they're not adults yet. And they, you know, maybe in the past they were more adult and they didn't have to be, you know, babied into every class and to learn everything exactly what they want them to. It was probably a little bit more free thought back in the day.
I was actually having this conversation with my son today about brain development and that, you know, you can't even call yourself an adult by, you know, sort of practical standards. Until you
turn 18? Oh, 25. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, brain development continues on up to 25, and I frankly think that that's just, like, I'm at 25, you are not yet even an adult. I like, you know, the idea of 30, frankly, but I don't want to juvenilize any particular generation out there saying that they're not able to make decisions, but, you know, there's some things you probably should be asking your parents before you just go ahead and do.
Right.
See, I don't view maturity or knowledge or any of that in terms of age. To me, it's a matter of experience. And there are plenty
of biology
people,
matters, too.
Sure. But there are plenty of experiences who, by the age of 18, but plenty of people who, by the age of 18, will have experienced significantly more that prepared them for the real world than someone at the age of 30. It varies from person to person. Like, I was probably more mature at 15 than most people are at 28.
Many people are, comfortable into the job world as soon as they get out of high school. Some of them are not. They go to college. And that's, like, when they get to those stages and they actually are working
I was in the job world when I was in high school. When I was 15, I got my first job.
I was 12 when I got my first job.
And I guess I'm talking more
career-oriented type jobs.
I don't know that you... I mean, at 18, I certainly wasn't thinking about a career. I didn't understand it. You know, like, right. I was told, you know, come up with a career, and I came up with a whole bunch of them in that time frame between the ages of 16 and 22. But, you know, none of which am I doing.
Well, I wanted to be a physicist, but as I looked down that road and saw, you know, 8-plus years of college in front of me, I was like, you know, I really don't want to do it that badly.
Yeah.
You know, there were other things, and IT was the next on the list. And then I ended up here doing a show, so...
Well, if your parents taught you smart enough, you could just, you know, you can look up online, learn from YouTube,
That's the thing. My parents didn't teach me, but I taught myself because I had to. And that was what caused me to be more mature and capable at 15 than a lot of people are in their mid or late 20s.
You know, if there's one thing that high school and college taught me is that I should be doing it myself because they're not good at it. And so I became good at teaching myself how to do things.
Can we talk about how completely stupid English is in American high schools around...
You're talking about the
English
course?
Classes, yes. Okay. We're talking about repeating the same stuff year after year after year, and yet somehow still we produce adults who don't know how to use a damn condom.
Okay.
How does that even happen? How do you learn how to use condoms over the course of 12 years?
Are we talking about commas
years?
Or condoms here?
Do I keep saying condom?
You do. I figure you're a pervert.
I mean commas.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep
but
saying.
But if you had the high school English high school teacher in my senior year, you'd understand. Oh, my God, she was terrible.
But they shouldn't have still be learning that in their senior year.
Right.
They should have learned that the first time it was taught to them in the sixth grade, but instead, no, they have to learn how to use commas again in the seventh grade, and then again in the eighth grade, and at no point does it stick. And what about there? The freaking word there. How do you become a rational thinking adult not knowing the difference between T-H-E-I-R and T-H-E-R-E? How does that even
happen? What
about
T-H-E-Y-R-E?
Apostrophe-Y-R-E,
yeah.
I saw no reason to continue spelling out things on the air, so just wanted to stick to those two.
Gotcha.
But yes, how does someone become an adult incapable of knowing the difference between these two words?
So this is your standard of what an adult is?
No, that's not my standard, but I would expect at the bare minimum, someone who is an adult would be able to understand that two words that sound the same aren't necessarily the same and are spelled differently, and be able to identify these circumstances where one of those is used and identify these circumstances where the other one is used. Being able to do that is kind of an important skill. Okay, I need to drive in this screw. Do I use a hammer or do I use a screwdriver? And it's the same thing with language. Okay, I need to write this word. Do I use this word or this other completely incorrect word?
Now, look, the English language is awful, and the commas are not clear in their usage, and they're, you know, people can make mistakes doing this, and still not be dumb. I can say this. Okay, so as a person who cannot spell very well, I read somewhere along the line that there are different types of intelligence, one of which, independent of all the others, is the ability to spell.
Really?
It doesn't correlate to other sorts of intelligence. You can be intelligent and not be able to spell. You can be able to spell and not be intelligent in any other way. And they're just, you know, sort of pattern recognition and these sorts of things. Yeah. I don't know what it is exactly.
Well, one of my English teachers in high school loved to say that 90% of English words are spelled how they're pronounced. And there is no truth in that whatsoever. No one would spell there with an I in it.
I can't defend the spelling of English words, but...
And no one would use just one E in the word she if they were spelling it how it's pronounced, because the long E is always represented in the English language by two E's, not one.
There are certainly problems.
But commas, they should have learned to use by the time they reached 12th grade. And the fact that they didn't, it's a horrific failure of the American education system. What are your thoughts? 202-380-3699. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering remarks in Brussels. He's in the capital of Belgium meeting with other world leaders at the NATO summit.
I had the honor of leading off the discussion, and I pointed out that we're facing a once-in-a-century global health crisis. At the same time, the democratic values that undergird our alliance are under increasing pressure. Russia and China are both seeking to drive a wedge in our transatlantic solidarity. But our alliance is a strong foundation.
A firefighter is being treated for minor injuries after a massive explosion at a chemical plant in Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson saying about 70 employees safely escaped the facility before crews arrived. A mandatory evacuation order was issued as the fire continues to burn at the ChemTool Incorporated plant just north of Rockford. You're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris is in South Carolina talking vaccines. Harris saying vaccines are safe and available for everyone in the United States.
The vaccines have gone through FDA clinical trials, and the FDA has said they are safe to use. They went through the trials.
The Biden administration continuing to make their push to have 70% of all Americans with at least one COVID-19 shot by the 4th of July. Unusual activity at a nuclear power reactor in China has drawn the ire of the United States.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese safety authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live 202-380-3699. If you want to join the discussion, you are welcome to. That's 202-380-3699. With you tonight, it's Aria, Mark, and Joa, and we're talking about Yanmi Park, who is a North Korean defector. And I was wrong, Mark. You characterized her as saying that the United States Ivy League schools are crazier than North Korea. And I said, well, she's saying they're at least as crazy. No. She says, quote, even North Korea is not this nuts. North Korea was pretty crazy, but not this crazy. Now, let's revisit the math problems that she was dealing with in North Korea, such as there are 4 American bastards. You kill 2 of them. How many American bastards are left to kill? She's saying
that's pretty crazy.
The Ivy League schools in the United States are crazier than that. Not having been to one of these Ivy League schools, my gut instinct tells me that she's exaggerating.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the Ivy League schools saying something like, there are 4 white oppressors, 4 white straight cisgender oppressors. You kill 2 of them. How many are left to kill?
So I just don't see it happening. They're above basic math in college.
Yeah, as we were just talking about, in regard to commas, though, I wouldn't be surprised if they're still doing 2 plus 2.
With this Common Core going on in schools, who knows what college has done. I don't know how long this Common Core junk has been pushed on these kids, but they've been learning how to add things in a completely different way now, multiply things in completely different ways than I remember. And so when you go to college, I'm sure they're changing the curriculum to adjust for these kids.
Dude, I hate Common Core passionately, and I suspect most people do who have had any experience with it whatsoever. But when my sister sends me pictures of my fourth grade nephew's homework, and I can't solve the math problem that they're asking me to solve when I took college-level calculus, there's a problem.
Common Core focuses more on estimations than the school, the kind of math that we used to do. Is that right?
I don't know how to describe what it
is. No, it's new methods that they're using. And
I've seen new methods, and I don't understand them half the time.
As if these methods have not been practiced completely, and different ways and graphs of, you know, adding things and multiplying, whatever. And they're not coming out to the same numbers a lot of times that I've been seeing from people posting on, like, say, Facebook and stuff. But this has been a while since I've seen them. But people are still posting things about Common Core and how, the teacher might have messed up on the test or the homework, and the equations are totally off. It probably is going to be confusing for these kids, if not already, in schools, and they're getting, you know, their answers wrong by the teacher. But
luckily, my sister is still teaching my nephew how to actually do math, so there is that advantage. But yeah, it's all confusing. You have four sets, and you add three sets, and fill in these bubbles to determine. It's like, why can't you just ask him to add four and three?
Nope, can't be that way. Government has to have it very well fine-tuned and controlled.
It's very sanitized, very cold, very unclear.
I'm sure, like, the advanced classes, you don't really have these problems. Like, the kids know, oh, yeah, this is obviously not the way to do it. We're still going to do it our way, and they probably just fill in the paperwork to please the teacher. But, like, I almost feel like this is, like, a filter of who's complying with these new rules, and who's not, you know?
Well, I can't fault a third grader for doing math the way that their third grade math teacher teaches them to do it. I wouldn't expect them to have the independence at that point to say, hey, you know what, this is stupid, I'm just going to add four and three.
Well, everything is just backwards now in college. Like, they're telling us to use certain pronouns. They're telling us to use certain formulas. Science is science, right? Like, you can't argue science anymore. You know, the world is getting hotter while, like, they're in, you know.
That's been a bizarre aspect of this as well, is this whole the science is settled nonsense that's coming out of the American education apparatus and just the left in general. When that's counter to everything science is, and science is...
All you have to do is read this. Okay, there's a book called The Brief History of the Universe. You can get it on Audible.
Stephen Hawking one?
No.
His was A Brief History of Time.
Yeah, and you can listen to it, and just pick a point in history, and then find out what would have happened had you said the science is settled at that point in history, and realize the science is not settled. We don't know everything, and within decades, we haven't known crap. I mean, frankly...
people used to know that. That's why the highest degree an idea can have in science is the theory and not the fact. No matter how much evidence there is to support it, it cannot move beyond the point of being a theory.
Well, science has always just been a measure of what we can see, and we were relating our new results with previous results. That's all it is.
Yes, it's a method. Not a religion, but it's a religion now to the people on the left.
Right.
Right. When you have to believe what they believe, and that's it's kind of scary when people start saying things like that.
They even have their own priests, like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye, who, by the way, isn't a scientist. He's an engineer. He's an engineer with a 4-year degree, so he's not even an advanced engineer.
Interesting.
And who's the other one? It wasn't Stephen Hawking, but he was guilty to some extent as well, always weighing in about the evils of capitalism and all this stuff. Like, Stephen Hawking, you're a brilliant physicist, but nothing about that qualifies you to talk about economics. So maybe shut up about subjects that you're not an expert in and stick to the subject you're an expert in. But you have the same thing. I mean, I've seen images of Neil deGrasse Tyson in particular where they put a sun right behind his head, and it is identical to Egyptian art of the Egyptian sun disk, or or angels,
science,
or angels with halos painted in the medieval era.
I find it really dangerous on these campuses, though. Like, they're saying, "Oh, this is absolute science." Now, like, these mindsets, who knows what they're being taught and going out into the professional world with this knowledge of science that is absolute? No questioning it, just follow through. I could see this going really bad in the future.
I mean, nothing is absolute. The best we can do is be reasonably certain about something. Like, I can't be absolutely certain that the sun will even rise tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean. Obviously, the sun doesn't rise.
There's a good chance of it happening, but you're not absolutely certain.
I'm reasonably certain that it's going to happen, but there is no way for me to be absolutely certain. There's always a degree of unknown. There's stuff we don't know. There's stuff we don't know that we don't know. And that's always going to be the case. To act like science can somehow be settled and immutable and unchangeable is religion dogma.
Well, I'd like to point out that what we consider to be accepted science when it comes to plate tectonics is only decades old.
Sure.
When I went to school, there was a lot of debate going on as to whether or not plate tectonics is real. But now there's no argument that the continents were at one point a Pangea and they moved around, and the way they moved around was plate tectonics. I mean, no argument at all. But a few decades ago there was, and there was a great deal of it. And so, again, I'm not saying that global warming doesn't exist. It seems like the globe's warming, and it seems like carbon could be a problem, but it seems like there's other gases like methane and nitrous oxide, which are much bigger polluters, that you'd never hear any of these people talking about because it doesn't include the religion of hating cars.
Oh, they talk about the methane and cow farts.
Fine, great. I mean, have you ever heard that that you're doing more for the environment if you drive an SUV and you're a vegan than if you eat meat and drive a little subcompact? Have you ever heard that?
No.
The reason you haven't heard that is because the people who hate carbon won't say something like that.
The reason I haven't heard that is because I don't listen to those lunatics.
Yeah.
I ignore them and tune them out because whether
it got through my radar.
Whether global warming is real or not is a man-made problem, and if it kills humanity, then humanity loses the ability to create that problem, and nature will fix itself.
Nature will fix itself.
And that's my take on it. That's why I don't care. Natural, man-made, it doesn't matter. It will sort itself out in the end.
Grow some cannabis.
202-380-3699. What are your thoughts on global warming? 202-380-3699. This is Free Talk.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, as always, allowing you to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. No calls tonight is probably related to the confusion with the phone lines, but we've got that all sorted out now. And if you value being able to call a show and talk about anything you want, I mean, we've had Nazis call the show, people who refer to themselves as bigots called the show, and of course we argue with them. We don't allow them to just spew hate uncontested. And if you like that, join the AMP program. It's the best way to help us reach a larger audience. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Barry is tonight's amplifier. Thank you so much, Barry, for the amplifying. We hope you continue listening to the show. It comes with a number of cool little perks, like, oh, I guess there is no AMP-only call-in line anymore. So that's back burner stuff for me to put in the back of my head. But there's an AMP-only Facebook group and AMP-only chats on the Matrix server, which you can find at matrix.freetalklive.com. There's also social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has been busy throughout the last year, getting away from big tech companies that have been dominating the space and controlling people's speech. Well, we're sick of it. Hence why we allow you to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Or you can just get on social.freetalklive.com and talk with generally the libertarians there, where you can't be censored. Well, you could be censored, but it would take someone like me or Ian or Captain or someone to give enough of a crap about censoring you to actually go and click the button, and that's highly unlikely. But anyway, thank you, Barry. We're talking about Yanmi Park and her absolutely crazy comparison of American Ivy League schools to North Korean education. She goes on to say, because I have seen oppression, I know what it looks like, she said. I don't dispute that whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
These kids keep saying how they're oppressed, how much injustice they've experienced. They don't know how hard it is to be free. I agree entirely. I can't imagine the insanity, the doublethink that a person must do to attend an Ivy League school and consider themselves to be oppressed.
Right. You've got to be, or you have to really have deluded yourself to, be at an Ivy League school and chase around the white janitor and say, "Stop oppressing me! Stop oppressing me!"
It's pretty accurate.
But we've seen that. We talked about that story in particular of this janitor who had to quit.
She was staff. I think she was like a house, like a dormitory mom or something like that. But she was a Smith College graduate at Smith College. And, you know, basically this whole new way of teaching about race kind of didn't sit well with her.
You know, funny thing about Brown University, it was named after a slave owner.
Well, what a surprise.
Right?
It turns out Washington, D.C. was named after a slave owner, too.
Yeah. So her story is actually pretty tragic. They fled China.
The United States is named after organizations that claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass.
Sounds like slavery.
So they fled in North Korea in 2007. They crossed into China, and they fell into the hands of human traffickers who sold them into slavery. With the help of Christian missionaries, good for them, the pair managed to flee to Mongolia and eventually find refuge in South Korea. In 2015, she published her memoir. I'm not going to bother to plug that. She doesn't really get much into... That's pretty much it. It just goes on. Well, she talks about the oppression in North Korea a bit. They don't have internet. They don't have access to any of these great thinkers. They don't know anything.
At least you can still dance in North Korea, right? I see a lot of dancing in their videos.
If you want to.
But you can't dance here in the United States, especially at Jefferson Memorials, right?
The Jefferson Memorial, yeah.
You can't dance at the Jefferson Memorial?
No.
You can if you leave your friends behind.
Can you elaborate? Because the two of you are referring to something I have no knowledge of.
Well, Adam Kokesh, we know Adam Kokesh, he went to the Jefferson Memorial with some Code Pink and amongst other people.
What is Code Pink?
That, you know...
His friends that don't dance, and they're no friends of mine.
They're what?
The leftists in D.C. They're highly anti-war, anti-drone. But specifically, they wanted to support Adam. I think it was Adam's idea. I'm not sure. But he highlighted on his YouTube. And they just went dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. And they got... Now, Adam got tackled. And brutally, like, you know, handcuffed and, you know, really forcefully arrested. As well as... You know, a married couple just dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. Like, you can't express yourself there.
Yeah, I think
there.
They called them the Jefferson 7 or Jefferson 9. I can't remember what exactly
really?
What it was. But, yeah, it was, yeah.
It was just absolutely insane that they used violence and handcuffs and arrested them for
this.
They
really did arrest people for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. Now, they were also playing music, if you think that that's relevant.
Adam was wearing earbuds, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So this North Korean defector goes on, you guys have lost common sense to a degree that I, as a North Korean, cannot even comprehend. Where are we going from here? There's no rule of law, no morality, nothing is good or bad anymore. It's complete chaos. I guess that's what they want, to destroy every single thing and rebuild into a communist paradise. Well, that is what the liberals want, is what they believe to be a communist paradise. And I see a lot of...
I don't think many of them say otherwise.
No, and I think a lot of libertarians say, oh, well, communism, it's never worked before. It can't possibly work. Well, I mean, libertarianism has never worked before either. It's never really been tried either. The same arguments that you're making against communism apply to libertarianism.
Listen,
you just have a different belief system. So I'm not going to say that communism can't work.
I'm going to go ahead and say communism can't work because it is contrary to human nature. However, libertarianism...
It would appear that being free is also counter to human nature, given that some roughly 95% of the planet wants to be under the yoke of the government.
I think that you could convince a good portion of them, if you could show that it worked, that it was that they wouldn't want that. But agreed. But all I would say is that so you can try communism in the United States, and no one will stop you. You cannot try libertarianism in the United States or anywhere else in the world without being stopped. Like,
that's
the
fair
end
point.
Of story. Right? Like, I can start a commune and own property, you know, with a bunch of other people. I can even go someplace where property taxes are so low that I don't even have to worry about that particular thing. There are communes functioning right now, and, you know, they have all kinds of myriad of problems, and that's why I say, just because it has been tried, is that that's why it won't work.
The issue with communism is that it has to compete with capitalism or free marketism or
the
whatever.
The issue with communism is that people don't want to give up their stuff.
Well, you can't attract doctors and engineers and physicists and biomechanical engineers and whatever, these super advanced people, into a communist society where they're going to be making effectively exactly the same lifestyle as Bob, the guy who can pick weeds out of the garden.
The problem with communism versus like libertarian is that communism requires everyone to be part of it, whereas libertarianism is just principles.
It requires everyone to be part
of it. But you could be a communist under libertarian. You know what I'm saying?
Like, libertarianism requires everyone to be. It would only take one immoral person with a gun to take control.
Well, it sounds like the common denominator is government.
It would only take one immoral person to convince one other immoral person to follow him.
I mean,
libertarianism has exactly the same hoops.
My clip has far more than two bullets in it.
Sure, but does it have enough to take out the entire FBI and American military?
No, but, I mean, those are...
All of this started with one guy convincing other people to take up arms and follow him.
Yeah, 10,000 years ago.
Right.
And up to that, you know...
Why would you assume that can't happen again?
I would say that... it's going to take some time to get away from the paradigm that we must protect ourselves from other violent states. And in this world where Liechtenstein and Luxembourg exist, clearly governments are not trying to take over other governments anymore. But wars of acquisition are nearly gone, if not entirely gone.
Yeah, but Europe is like a theme park, so they kind of want to keep their little theme park.
But I mean, you know, Russia took Crimea not too long ago, but...
Well, the United States took Iraq and effectively Syria, not to mention Afghanistan.
How'd that go? It
went very well for
going.
The military-industrial complex.
Right, it went very well for them. For the United States average taxpayer, they just had to fork out a bunch of money to pay for all the problems that were created.
Right, but that's equally true of Soviet...
But that's not a war of acquisition anymore.
How is it not?
Okay, the reason you put convicts in prison in the United States is so that you feed the prison guard industrial complex, right? We need more jobs. The reason they invade now is to blow up bombs that cost lots of money and to make the American taxpayer pay for the things that they blew up.
I would argue, I think, that that's probably worse than just acquiring the country, because that's perpetual, right?
The Roman citizens benefited from the acquisition of countries. The United States citizens
I don't want us to acquire countries either.
Nor do I.
But hey, we can talk about this further at social.freetalklive.com. So find us over there. Social.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.